God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost,
and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. Have you ever wondered what the seer gift is all about, or if you even are one? Well, on today's program, you'll find out all about it. James Gall is our special guest. Welcome to Insights. Today we have with us James Gall, who is a seer, a prophetic seer, an awesome man of God, intercessor, and it's so wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you.
And you've written a book called The Seer and a study guide to help people mature in this. And I just want to say something before we invite you to share your heart on this subject. I want to say thank you, James, for everything that you've given to the body, because I know that what you know came with a price, and that a lot of what you know has literally been burned into your heart through not only the revelation of the Spirit, but through the trials and testings that come with the testing of that word. But you've faithfully walked through that, refined it, and given it freely to the body. And you've got so many books and CD sets that now give it to us who, you know, we don't have to pay the same price you did. So I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness. But tell us about this seer anointing. I know that many of our viewers are hungry for the things of God, but they might not have heard of a seer. Like, what is a seer?
Yeah, you know? Really, what
especially
is
in the
seer?
Kingdom of God, what is a seer?
Yeah, you know, a seer is somebody who's seen Jesus, and they're so in love with him that they'll do anything that he wants. It's more than that, of course, but that's where it always starts. This man, Christ Jesus, you see, I love dreams, I love angelic encounters, I love visions, but it's got to draw me closer as a true seer. See, there's a slight but a huge difference between a false and a true seer.
That's it.
The true seer wants the goal of their life to be an amplification of the man Christ Jesus. And they have, like, painted on their chest or their heart a street sign that says, yield right of way.
There you go.
And they're yielding all of their being. So what is a seer? Yeah, it's about the gifts of the Spirit. It's about discerning of spirits in the New Testament. It's about dreams and visions. That it's ultimately about revealing this man, Christ Jesus. See, some of you, you've grown up in the contemporary Christian music land and stuff like that, and you've been singing a song for years, open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Now he is.
Hey, that's what the seer anointing is all about. I got into this by meditating on the Word of God. And I took Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19, and I prayed it over my life
every day
for 10 years.
Wow.
And I prayed, oh God, your Word says that you will give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the glorious knowledge of this man, Christ Jesus. And that you'll open the eyes of my heart, of my faith and my understanding, that I might be able to know the hope of your calling, the glorious inheritance which is in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of your glory, which is in Christ Jesus.
You know, just before we came on the set, The Lord gave me two scriptures. One of them was Isaiah 6, and one was Revelation 1.
Yeah.
And they're both about seeing Jesus.
Jesus.
Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lofty and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And then John, he saw the Lord in all of his brilliance. And in our glory schools, we of course teach on the glory. But in our activations, on the Glory to Glory School, our very first activation is always beholding him.
Absolutely. That's where it is.
And we can behold him. We can see him even in his word, can't we? Because he's so beautifully described.
And then that's what Paul, the apostle, writing to the church of Corinthians, he talked about. And we behold him. And see, what you behold, you become. Do you really want to be a true seer? Then just posture the eyes of your heart to behold the beauty of the Lord. And like the psalmist, Psalm 27 and other places, King David, that one thing do I desire, that I might seek after, that I might behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Mm-hmm. And of course, the seer dimension is, in my book, The Seer, and I have a 40-day devotional journal and a study guide and CDs and just all that that's available to help you. Because I want you to understand this. See, when I got into this 30 years ago, there wasn't any books out there. Now there was the Bible. And this became my best friend. And I read it and I devoured it and I started praying. Any experience that was in this book, I want to have.
There you go, and you can.
You can. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and praise God forever.
You know, this whole thing of covenant relationship with God is amazing, that when Jesus died on the cross, he gave it all.
That's right.
He gave all that he was and all that he had. So all the promises of God, all of this belongs to every believer, but we get to pursue it.
And they're yes and amen.
Him. And you know what I also love about God, the way he introduces subjects to us? We have to investigate and explore through relationship.
That's right.
You see, many of you out there might say, well, just give me some of that seer anointing, you know, just give me a little zapparoo sort of thing, or give me some knowledge that'll do it. But you know, the way that God organizes his whole kingdom is through relationship.
That's right.
And so we come to him. Now, he can give us insight through, you know, books and
that's
instruction.
Right.
There's instruction in his word.
That's right.
We can hear the testimonies of others, and that's all good. But ultimately, it all has to be postured in a relationship with him, every
that's
individual
right.
coming to him.
The depth of our hunger is the length of our reach to God. Okay, so let's relate to that to the seer anointing. Do you want to have visions? Do you want to move in dreams? Do you want angelic encounters?
Yes,
do you want visitations?
Yes.
You're out there saying, and I want you to say yes right now. I want you to go to the Word of God, study it in the Word, be a wordaholic.
That's
go munch out on the Word. And then I want you to pray, because you have not because you ask not. And I want you to just go, Jesus, I want this. Take the blinders off my eyes, like that happened to Saul.
Yeah.
With a certain disciple named Ananias, go to the street called Straight, and he prays for him. And blinders, I just speak right now, blinders are falling off of people's eyes, off of your understanding. And so that you can see, you can have dreams, visions, revelations, angelic encounters. I speak right now, there are religious blinders and unbelief blinders that have been on people's hearts and minds and their soul. But right now, there is an enhancing work of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And I declare there is a seer anointing that is available today. We are living in the days of acceleration. These are your days. The best is yet to come. If you feel like that things bypassed you. You didn't get in the river. You didn't get in the charismatic move. You heard Jesus people stuff. And you're going, oh, I don't want to just hear about the stuff that's gone before. I want him now. He wants you now. And I just speak, blinders are falling off of people's eyes.
Wow.
And you're receiving revelation. I prayed Ephesians 1, 17 to 19, so can you. And I want to tell you something else. It comes by association.
Mm-hmm.
How does this come?
Yeah.
Hang out with people who are moving in this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Watch shows like this. Read the books. My generation didn't have any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mandate upon my life to build transferable concepts that can be put out so that you can be in the days of acceleration.
You know, James, one of the things that I found just in my own personal walk is that the seer anointing, and especially visionary encounters, mm-hmm. has grown as I have meditated on the prophets in the Bible who were seers.
That's right.
Like the visions of Ezekiel, of Daniel, and others. And as I meditate on their vision, there's something that gets imparted.
And again, I don't just read the word, I pray the word. And so again, as I mentioned earlier, when you find something in this book, ask for it. Ask for it, and you can get a Samuel anointing. Mm. You can get a Daniel, a Joseph. Seer anointing come upon your life too.
Wow, this is so exciting. I love it. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special Decree for Kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree. Available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Come explore the glory of God. Attend an Extreme Prophetic event in your area.
Hi there. I want to personally invite you to join me and the Extreme Prophetic Team in Tucson, Arizona on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February. We're going to be in Tucson along with Paul Keith Davis, Keith Miller, and Randy Domain for the In Glory Conference. And believe you me, if you attend, you'll find yourself in a glory atmosphere for sure. It is going to be outstanding. Tucson, Arizona is great to visit at that time of year, too, to get a little bit of fun in the sun. S-O-N. Why don't you join us? We'll see you there.
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
Well, in God Talk today, we're still talking about the seer anointing, yeah. And I'm getting excited here.
Me too.
I want to share this scripture out of Genesis 3, and we just kind of were discussing some things as we broke there. But it says, as you know, the woman was being tempted and everything, the enemy said to her, he says, God knows that in the day that you eat from it, talking about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now, the Lord never wanted us to kind of know things from our human understanding. Uh-huh. He always wanted it to be out of relationship with Him, that's out right. of the mind of God. He wanted our eyes open to life, not unto death, right?
Yeah.
So, they, of course, ate of the fruit and, you know, the curse came into mankind.
It was delightful to their eyes.
Right? And so, yeah, and it says right there that she did. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings.
And that became barriers to intimacy right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
And the true seer anointing started to shut down.
That's right. Because they opened their eyes to a different realm, and God had never intended for us to go into that dark realm.
That's right.
He never wanted our sight to be clouded by the carnal understanding.
That's right.
But that's where that happened. So we were blinded to the true seer anointing.
Yeah.
But our eyes were open to the dark side. Well, then Jesus comes along.
Yeah, some Jesus.
In John 9, and he says in verse 39, he says, for judgment I came into this world so that those who do not see may see.
You mean that's you and me?
That's you and me.
Awesome.
And that's you that are watching this program. You who have not been able to see, that say, I can't see God. I want to see into the realm of the unseen kingdom. This is you. He says, this is a judgment I came into the world with, so that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind.
Wow.
He wants to blind our carnal understanding.
That's right.
I say, do it, Lord.
Amen.
Blind my
it.
Carnal understanding.
That's right. And open up the true,
exactly.
real, pure dimension of the true seer. That is actually a lot of what's happening today. Mm-hmm. There is a dividing line happening between this. It's a battle of the seers. Mm-hmm. It's a battle of the occult realm seers, which the occult is basically a word that means hidden. It's this hidden dimension. But God's dimension is not hidden. God is in the light. Truth is in the light. And there is a raising up of a radical group of people who are true seers in the Spirit of God and whose heart are set on pilgrimage. And our gaze is towards Him.
Yeah, that's my heart.
That's awesome.
That's the heart of many of our viewers. And you know, when we allow that hunger to surface and that desire to surface, God meets it.
Absolutely. Here again in Acts chapter 26, it says to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to the light, from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith. See, I have a word for you right now. Open your eyes and just start looking around right now. You say, do what? I'm talking about open up your natural peepers and by faith, look, behold, look, and look with a certain way, expectancy.
Yeah, God's allowing us to see through His perspective.
Yeah.
And again, that comes out of relationship with Him.
It is.
That's where Adam and Eve blew it. They wanted understanding on their own strength rather than communing with God and getting the insight right from His presence. They bit into that fruit.
That's right.
Which caused them to lean unto their own understanding. And we do that all the time,
don't we? And we all do it.
Yeah, we do that all the time. But God's invited us to this relationship with Him, and seeing comes out of intimacy.
Absolutely. See, but this is the pattern of Jesus. Seeing is for us. You want to follow, be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then, hey, let's look at the way Jesus did His ministry. John chapter 5 and verse 19, it reads, Jesus therefore answered and said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself.
There you go. That is it.
It's it.
That was always God's plan for us.
Unless, but then it's unless. Thank God for the untills and the unlesses. Unless it is something He sees the Father doing. These things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself is doing. And greater works than these will He show Him that you may marvel. Hey, you want to have a marvel ministry that's going to make people just, who are you? No, not who are you. Who is this strange man, Christ Jesus? I want to have a marvel ministry. It's going to make people just marvel right now. I speak the marvel, the glory realm of God into your living room right now. Because why? Jesus loves you. The Father loves you. And the power of the Holy Spirit is available today. Mm. I speak into you. You too can see what the Father is doing, just like Jesus. And you will release displays, great displays of the Father's miraculous power.
You know, Jesus obviously had a marvel ministry because He is marvel.
Isn't
He is Mr.
Awesome?
Marvel, you know. But, you know, even though He was like absolutely pure, totally only did the works that He saw His Father do, there was still a lot of opposition.
Oh, yeah.
And the religious leaders even of the day could not see. Even though He was doing it by the Spirit of God, by His Heavenly Father, those that had even the Word in them, they had the Word, they had the Scriptures, they studied the Scriptures, but because they were leaning to their own understanding, they could not really see who Jesus was, and they didn't identify the works that He did as being from God.
You know,
it's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. And something I'm chewing, mulling, meditating on right now is that there's barriers that have to get identified to be removed so that the seer's side will be more fully enhanced. Mm-hmm. Just as there are natural diseases of the eye and the ear, and then those have to be identified. They could be glaucoma, they could be tunnel vision, night blindness, things like this, or blindness. I say that as there's healing in the natural, there's healing for the body of Christ.
Get eyes salve.
That you can see.
That you can see.
Revelation
the word
3.
For the church mm-hmm. of Laodicea.
Yeah.
So we speak that right now. We speak there is an eye salve available for healing of the eyes of the body of Messiah. There's eye salve available to you out of the book of Revelations, chapter 3 and chapter 4 mm-hmm. for you right now. And we speak together in agreement.
In agreement.
That eye salve is available.
Amen.
So that you can see more clearly.
You know, God, He so wants you to see. He wants you to see Him.
Yeah.
And He wants you to see what He is doing.
Yeah.
And you know, we have leaned so much to our own understanding, even in the areas of miracle signs and wonders, when God actually performs them. So often we go into our mind to try to figure it out rather than go to Him and say, God, can you show me your heart in this? Can you show me your ways? Well, we're in a new season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will ask the Lord to open your eyes, open the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your spirit, He will reveal truth to you. He will reveal the things that He is doing. He will reveal things to you that past generations have
That's
not
right.
seen and their ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered into their heart, but He'll reveal them to you by His Spirit.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Join the army of Christians who are taking their rightful place to release God's goodness into a dark, decaying world. Light Belongs in the Darkness by Patricia King is available online at extremeprophetic.com. Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
Hey, I'm really feeling like a surge, a gift of faith on me right now for the healing of the diseases of the eye. And I speak this forth right now, both physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And I say to anyone who's out there watching, trying to watch, I say, look with expectancy right now. Sight is going to clear up now in the natural. In the natural, eyesight is going to clear up. Somewhere like, I don't know what this thing is called, but it's a distraction thing. It's just like circles around in your eyesight. I rebuke that right now, that distracting demonic spirit. I say, lift off now in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing into you. And I say, as the Lord touches in the natural, He's going to now touch in the spiritual. And I declare, this is a prophetic declaration out of Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18. I say, hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Hear, you deaf. Look, you blind, that you may see. Hear, you deaf. Look, you blind, that you may see. For the glory of God, for Jesus Christ's sake.
There's someone watching the program right now, and you're actually not a Christian, but you're watching this, and you're intrigued by it, and you're saying, well, I know what that's all about. That's about the third eye vision and that. And it's because you've been trained and practiced in a seer anointing. But you know, source is everything.
Yeah.
Source is everything. And God wants to introduce Himself to you so that you can truly see the way that your Creator made you to see. Sometimes there's other spiritual forces that get in there and deceive us and take us away from the truth, but He wants you to see according to His vision. In fact, as I'm saying this right now, there's something happening with your eyes. You're feeling mm-hmm. something going on with your mm-hmm. eyes right now. And the Lord wants to enter you today through the Son, through Jesus
yeah.
Christ, that you might make Jesus your personal Savior and Lord. And as you do, your seer gift will come
yeah.
into divine order under the right government. You see, if the seer gift is under the wrong rulership, it'll cause you problems. Because even though things might look good, if they have a wrong source, they'll
Sorry.
End up bad. But He wants to bring you into the fullness of what you were created to do. And so, in the name of Jesus, I just
yeah.
call forth the revelation of Jesus Christ to you, that your eyes be open to the truth. In fact, there's something so going on over
mm-hmm.
you right now, and this is a sign to you that the power of Jesus Christ is touching you. Just call on His name and you shall be saved. God wants to give you a brand new beginning, a brand new start in life. He gives you brand new life when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And so reach out and touch Him right now. Say, yes, Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. And I give you this seer gift. I give it to you now in Jesus' name.
In the New Testament language, the gift of discerning of spirits is a part of the Old Testament terminology, the seer. And this means to distinguish, differentiate, to like understand the difference between light and dark. But it's discerning the spirits. This could be the angelic. This could be the condition of the heart. This is seeing the Holy Spirit. This is discerning the multiple layers of the demonic realm. I speak right now a supernatural grace of an impartation of this gift. Right then, an impartation. I speak an impartation right now of the gift of discerning of spirits right now. I say, blind eyes open. I see people seeing into the angelic dimension right now. I say, some of you are afraid. You're afraid. But I say, the Holy Spirit is coming alongside right now, and He's vanishing your fear, and He's developing your faith. Oh, get this. A picture gets developed on the inside. But how does it get developed? It gets developed by faith. Right now, there's a supernatural infusion of a spirit and a gift of faith that's coming to you so that you can develop the right picture on the inside of who God is, who you are in Christ Jesus, and that you can move in the supernatural.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Well, how did you enjoy that? Wasn't that a fantastic program? And I'm sure that you're, you know, a lot more informed now about what that seer gift is, and we'll be believing that it's going to develop in you. But I have a special destiny word for each and every one of you right now, and it's this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Now, why don't you go take that love and go spread it around the world this week? God so wants us to see things according to His perspective. You know, when you can see through His eyes, everything looks differently. And so He's in us to help us see in that way. His way is always a way of victory. It's always a way of goodness. And some of you need to see through His eyes today. In fact, I'm sensing that there's a mother right now that's really concerned for your child. They're very, very sick right now. And all you can see is their sickness. All you can see is their suffering. But the Lord wants you to see according to His vision, which is health for your child, strength for your child, healing and newness of life being poured into him. And so why don't you just ask the Lord to help you see that way and change your vision from that which you see in the natural to that which you see in the spirit, that which you see according to His eyes.